Okay, it is 10:32, and I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians. Like to have a roll call.
Terry Brown.
Eileen Pettit, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Michael Searle, present.
And also note that we have Deb on the phone.
Deb Bright, present.
Deb Bright. And our Assistant Attorney General would be Scott Donald. He's with us, as well as Megan Darien, our Executive Director. Thank you and welcome. So item number two is a declaration of conflicts of interest. Do we have any?
Yes. Sherry Mays would like to recuse herself from 5B.
Okay. Let that be noted. On to number three. We have a review, discussion, and approval of minutes from the April 3rd, 2019 regular board meeting.
I would like to make a motion to accept April 3rd, 2019 regular board meeting minutes.
And I will second that. Eileen Pettit.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have agency operations, and that would be our director's report for renewal of establishments.
Actually, the renewal of establishment has started April 1st. It's going slowly but surely. They have until June 30th, but a lot of people are starting to renew.
Excellent. That takes us to item number five, our possible violations. And we have Clear Vision Express with no licensed optician in Oro Valley. And I understand we have a public member here that would like to represent.
Yes.
Clear Vision?
Yes.
Okay, if you can approach.
Would you please find, give me the license?
Before I do that, may I have a request? Can you do B first? Our counsel is on their way, and he'll be here within 5 minutes. Is that possible?
Sure, that's reasonable.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to go on to B, the complaint against JCPenney Nationwide Vision and Ms. Schutz. Is that how you pronounce it? Thank you. Okay, I understand you would like to speak with us, so if you want to come and just, if you could state your name.
Debbie Schutz.
And if you want to give us, you know, in a nutshell, what the complaint is.
Nutshell is going to be hard. I have had quite a few problems with JCPenney Nationwide. I purchased glasses there. I've outlined everything. They have consistently dispensed things that were out of tolerance. And the initial guy, the doctor's prescription had a 62, or had a 61 PD. He had decided he wanted to make the glasses at 62 instead. And I said, I don't think so. The prescription clearly states this. He decided to override the prescription without checking with the doctor. And it's just been that the glasses, both pairs of glasses were wrong, sent them back, the remakes were wrong. So we've got a whole lot of
okay.
Like that.
So at this point, are you in possession of glasses that were made incorrectly?
I have the final pair.
Okay. So, I mean, at this point, maybe we can have our investigator take a look at those glasses, and then we can reconvene at our next board meeting if that's satisfactory to
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah, I've got some photographs of the ones that have been returned, and then I did bring the other glasses.
Well, it's hard to use photographs when we're talking about optics, so I'm not sure that's going to be helpful
well,
to us.
Well, you can kind of see, like, say heights are crooked and uneven, and I did the best I could, but
yeah, we'll definitely take a look and have our Jim McClafferty, our informal investigator, take a look at those and, you know, see if they are indeed out of tolerance.
Okay.
So, thank you for coming down. Appreciate it. Okay, so since we don't have counsel here yet, can we move on and go back to
absolutely,
the next?
Absolutely, we can take items out of order.
Okay. All right, so on item number six, we have applications for licensure. And...
I'm sorry, actually, general discussion.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, we need to go back. Sorry. So we're in a general discussion regarding the rule changes overview, which is R420-120. And I think that our director has some words to speak in regards to this.
Yes, a notice of docket opening was filed with Secretary of State on April 9th related to the rule change. And also the governor's office, they needed more clarification for the rule change, and I had the clarification in front of you if the board reviews it and approve or change any of it, please.
Have you all had time to take a look at this, or do we need to take a few minutes?
I looked at it.
So I would entertain a motion to accept these changes.
But I thought maybe we would discuss the dates.
Okay, let's discuss it.
In your explanation, you've got people who are passing between January 1st and September 30th. That would be due that same year, but maybe we would do January 1st through June 30th, and then change the licensure after that to be July 1st through December 19th. What do you guys think of that?
December 2019.
That's what I meant.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
And I think that the reasoning was to be, you know, in fairness to the people who are testing and getting their continuing education.
Yeah, I just think it's a little more evened out. Okay. Can I make a motion to accept it, or do I even need to make a motion to accept this?
Well, as this is a letter going to the governor's office, actually the board can just clarify that it's giving direction.
That's what I thought.
Okay. All right. So Megan, you'll just make those few changes and resubmit them to the governor's office?
I believe.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, contact lens selling overview. We don't have any violations this month.
No.
That's actually very good. Okay, so we're going to go back at this time to the Clear Vision Express with no licensed optician in Oro Valley. And I understand we have Dr. Heather Hicks, is that correct? Hickson, sorry. Thank you. And if you can just state your name and... Great. Thank you.
Greetings. My name is Joel Wakefield, and I appreciate your flexibility in moving us around in the agenda today. Greetings to...
We understand traffic, especially in Phoenix.
And a couple of other things this morning, but anyway... we are here today, as you know, Clear Vision Express, and
just talk to you.
Oh, closer into the microphone. Okay, we'll do. As Dr. Hickson is going to explain in just a second, Clear Vision Express is a business that's been open in southern Tucson, or in two locations in the Tucson area, for 2 years and one of them for the last year. Owned by a physician in Texas, but operated here locally. Business has been doing things and wanting to do things correctly and in the right way, but have received a letter from the board indicating that that there is a concern about the about presence of an optician. I think to explain the situation and how we got here, I think I will have Ms. Hickson explain, or Dr. Hickson explain a little bit about the situation and how things are situated there, and then we'll talk a little bit about how we see the rules and see if we can have a discussion with the board about that.
Hi. So I am Dr. Heather Hickson. Just wanted to give you a timeline of Clear Vision Express and its operations to give you a little bit of background so you can ask us any questions we need. We opened in July 2017, our first location in Marana, Arizona, so one of the Tucson suburbs. Having, as he stated, Clear Vision Express is owned by an ophthalmologist who is located in Laredo, Texas, but is licensed in the state of Arizona as an ophthalmologist. Having come from Texas to Arizona, and none of us having been in Arizona before, I was also practicing Laredo, Texas. We did our due diligence prior to opening, and we were told by the Dispensing Optician Board that if we had an optometry practice that sold optical goods, that we needed an optical establishment license. So we applied for that one. Our lab manager, because we do generate on-site, is a licensed optician, so we had no problem there in that area at all. We then decided to open a new practice that was scheduled to open in December of 2018 in Oro Valley, Arizona. So we started that process again of looking for a licensed optician and had a lot of difficulty. We had three applicants we started to open applications in July of 2018, and we got three applications and resumes. So we did. We hired a licensed optician, got our optical establishment license. I applied for that on November 18th, 2018. It was approved by the board on December 5th, 2018, and we started with that licensed optician. For matters better or worse, professionally, she just did not work with our practice at all. We struggled with that licensed optician quite a bit. And so on January 10th, 2019, we decided to terminate our licensed optician. Prior to doing that, I again tried to do my due diligence. I reviewed the regulations on the Dispensing Opticians Board, spoke to a few colleagues professionally, and colleagues of mine told me that we did not need an optical establishment license. So I contacted Ms. Darian on January 11th, 2019, citing that information and asking for some feedback. Didn't receive feedback, received some phone calls to our office on January 14th. I re-emailed her again asking about that and attached an email from our Board of Optometry. She responded on January 18th simply stating that we were in violation of the board and that it would be going to the board, and recited the regulations that I'd read on your website. And then I think it was February 7th, 2019, you had your board meeting where it was cited to go to investigation, and that investigator, James McCafferty, came out to both of our practices on February 21st. We answered all of his questions. He met with me for probably about 15 minutes in Marana. Then he went up to our Oro Valley office and discussed things with our office manager. Her name is Shay Booker. And then from there, we are here. And that is the basic timeline of everything that was going on and our attempted communication back and forth.
Okay, so I have really just one question. Whoever it is that's dispensing your optical goods in that location where you have no licensed optician, are they employed by the doctor in Texas?
They are employed by the doctor in Texas and supervised by myself, the optometrist.
Okay.
Well, actually, if I can clarify one thing. As I understand it, they are not employed by the physician. They're employed by the Arizona LLC that operates here in Arizona. That is owned by the physician in Texas. But the LLC is the employee.
Owning physician is not in direct supervision. Is that correct?
The owning physician is not in direct supervision.
Okay. Well,
the situation here locally is that each of the locations has an optometrist. The optometrist is there. As a matter of fact, I believe that there are three optometrists for the two locations, and an optometrist is on site at all times during the time each of the locations is open.
Well, we do have to go by the letter of the statute, and the statute states that. Let's just look at that. So under 32-1691-2, any person working under the direct supervision of a physician, optometrist, or dispensing optician who is licensed to practice in the state, as long as the person is working exclusively for the licensed physician, optometrist, or dispensing optician and does not claim to be a dispensing optician. So it's my opinion, but we can certainly have a discussion about that, that they are not exclusively working for whoever is supervising them. Is that correct? Is that a good...
No, actually, I would disagree with that. And the optician, or sorry, the individual who is dispensing at each of these locations, and Dr. Hickson, please make sure that I'm stating this correctly, they are full-time employees of Clear Vision Express, the entity that's here in Arizona, and they are working under the direct supervision of the optometrist at all times.
Which are also employees, correct? Not owners.
True, yes.
Okay. So that's where we have an issue with that. So in my opinion, I think you're in clear violation of the statute. But should we we get an opinion?
Sure. If the board would like, I'd be happy to, if the board would like to go into executive session or fully advise, I'd be happy to provide the board
Sure. Questions. Okay, so at this time, we're going to excuse ourselves and go into executive session, and we will be back shortly. It's 10:48.
Well, actually, there has to be a motion and a second.
Okay. To go into executive. Okay.
I second it.
Yeah, I will make a motion for us to go into executive session to discuss 5A.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
You have to call in.
Debbie, would you please call on my cell phone?
Yeah, would you give that to me, please?
We'll call you.
So I'll call her. That's fine. Let me call. I'll call.
Do you have my cell phone?
If you could just give it to me, I can take it right now.
We'll hold our ears.
Isn't it better if they get if we stay at the board meeting?
We can.
Maybe
you want us
actually,
to
Terry.
We could leave, Terry? Probably.
Yes.
Four of us.
Just hold on, then, Deborah. We're doing things differently.
Thank you. You guys are very sweet.
Yes. Thank
that.
You very much.
I'm trying to find the statutes.
Oh, you didn't get it written?
Well, I know I got. I'm going through my emails. Minutes, no license, Jim. Was it on the agenda? It's not on the agenda. There's the minutes from the previous.
I'm going by my record.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. It's what's it? Well, the problem I see with this is it says any person.
Where's that?